أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. The beginning of the surah we started. The surah is the Shams Kuwirat, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that anyone who wants to see that how the day of Qiyamah, how things will unfold, should read these surahs, the Shams Kuwirat, and the next surah also, and where how the day of Qiyamah will come in, what the conditions of people will be, is described here. We read previously that when the sun will lose all its light and luster, and it will be just like a ball there, nothing is in it. And when the stars will also lose all their twinkle and all their shine, like when there is no noor left anywhere, no barakat left, dull it becomes. It will be just like that. And when the mountains will start flying, and when the very precious commodity of the Arabs, a pregnant camel which is of 10 months, which is about to deliver, and at that time they should forget themselves and everyone and look after that camel. So dear it was to them. But on the day of Qiyamah, these camels will also be just left to go free. Nobody will care and look after them. Further, Allah Ta'ala says it will be a day وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ اور جب جنگل کے جانوروں میں رول پر جاوے. And when the wild animals of the jungle, when they will also gather, that is, they will come into the urban areas and into the cities. They will leave the jungles, and usually wild animals are afraid of human beings. And human beings are afraid of them. But at that time, these wild animals also will leave and come and stay with the people. And this happens even now. This is the commentary of Shaykhul Hind, Rahmatullah Ali, the Tafsir, and the commentaries of Hazrat Mawlana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykhul Islam. When he was writing the commentary, he says a few years just before that, the two rivers of famous rivers of India, the Jamna and the Ganga, they had flooded, and when there were terrible floods. And at that time, they say people saw thatched roofs going. That is, the whole huts were being taken away. But hanging onto that thatched roof were human beings also, were snakes also, were scorpions also, and no one bothered about the next person. The snakes did not worry about the human beings to harm them. The humans did not worry about the snakes to kill them. And this is a thing not only at that time, but it happens when severe cold also comes. Then these wild animals come into the houses of the people, but they don't harm anyone. They are just too concerned about themselves. This happens here in this world. Then on the day of Qiyamah, what will it be like? When all these animals will also leave their jungles and everything, and they will come into the urban domesticated places, and they won't harm any of the animals, and nobody will harm them. In other words, everyone will be so concerned about himself, what is going to happen to me? وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ اور جب دریا جھونکے جائے, and when the seas will be lit up, that is, they will become hot boiling water. And according to some explanations, they will burst out into fire, smoke and fire. And for example, if oil starts burning, we know what a terrible condition it becomes. Just the frying pan, may Allah protect us all, sometimes when it's not tended, it was just left on the stove and the heat became more, and it catches fire. We know what Allah save us from all those things. But on the day, for the day of Qiyamah, all the seas, which are two-thirds or almost three-quarter of the world, when they will catch fire. And that smoke that will come and that intense heat that will come from there, that will be also a condition on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ اور جب جیو کے جورے باندے جائے. And when lives will be together, will put together, when people will be put together. One explanation of this is that all the pious people will be put in one place. All the disbelievers will be put in another place. all the sinners, and according to what type of sin they had committed, they will be put into one place, and people will recognize them, that these are those pious people, and these are those sinners that were engaged, for example, in interest, who were engaged in adultery, who were engaged in robbing and stealing, whatever it will be, all will be put in their various groups on that day. The other explanation of this is that when the bodies will be there, and the souls will be returned to the bodies again. And now they will be again, they will be coming back to life again, and they will face all the consequences of their actions in this world. And وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ اور جب بیٹی جیتی گھارتی گئی ہو گھارتی گو پوچھے. And when these little girls who were buried alive, when they will be asked. We know that it was a custom amongst the Arabs that they were, that when a girl was born in a family, it was regarded as a very shameful thing, na'uzu billah. It is an honor how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings work, and we don't appreciate our Islam, and we don't appreciate the great efforts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, perhaps till today, we should be burying our daughters alive, and we should regard it as a shame on us that a daughter was born to us. Today a person is happy and proud, I've got a daughter. Allah has blessed me with a daughter. And we love our children, we love our daughters also. But it was the custom at that time that they should bury their daughters alive, either because of shame or either that she's a liability. That in those days, the parents and the father had to spend on her. When she's of age, she must get married, and then he has to give her away to somebody else. And he gets like no benefit from her. So they should regard this as a burden, a liability. Or they should regard it as very bad that somebody will become their son-in-law. They should regard this as some very bad. Today a person feels happy to introduce his son-in-law and he says, this is my son-in-law. But there it was a complete different condition. And we can't imagine what efforts Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made to change those conditions. And a nation that was like that, with all these evils in them, how he changed them and he transformed them, that they looked up to their mothers, their daughters, and to this extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the condition that Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. Make your mother happy and you will get Jannat. We can't imagine what a great effort Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made. And when those girls will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ کہ کس گناہ پر وہ ماری گئی, that for what reason were they killed? Of course, the child that was born is just innocent, is a newborn child, is completely innocent, no gunas. In other words, why did the people kill you? What sin did you commit? Today also we say that the crime is to such an extent, murders just take place left, right and center. Neither does the person murdering know why is he murdering, and the murderer doesn't know why he is murdered. But yet this little small girls, females are regarded as the weaker sex, and this is a small girl, she was just born, and she will be asked, why were you killed? What was your crime? Why were you killed? How society went down into the abyss of evil and to the lowest level society had gone. And on the other hand, we must appreciate what effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that same society, he made them the rulers of the world. And they ruled the world not on account of any power. They only had some spears and arrows and bows. They didn't have anything else, but it was their great nobility and their great character by which they ruled the world. And it is the same characteristics that will take a person to Jannah. So these are great, great messages in here, but also we should see today many times we listen to qiraat, whether it is live qiraat or on the cassette or CD, etc. And usually many times qaris read this and we become so taken aback with this ayat of Surah Kuwirat, that we Surah Takweer, and we all give daad, we say Allah, Allah, but we don't know what the message is inside. We are taking great enjoyment and relief from it, because the qari read up to here with one breath. or because how he had read it, and we become very, very excited and entertained with it. But if we understand the meaning, we will leave our homes and we'll go in the jungles and cry to Allah that Allah Ta'ala must have mercy on us. But we don't have any reality, unfortunately. Our whole deen has become an entertainment to us. And we just look for entertainment and pleasure, and we have completely missed about what the actual reality of deen is and the effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam.